So whatever it is you're going through in your life right now, and I know some of you guys are going through some stuff. And my heart breaks for all the things that you got that we all go through sometimes. Man, life can be difficult. Life can be so challenging. And whatever it is you're going through right now, personally, God wants you to learn to walk with Him through that so that you can get to know Him deeper and trust Him deeper and yield to Him more completely. He wants you to know as you are walking through whatever it is you're walking through right now, I don't know what it is, but I know this to be true. He wants you to walk with Christ and in that process allow His light to expose things in your life that are keeping you from knowing Him deeper and more completely and more fully. So whatever it is you're going through, know this, if you walk with Christ through that road, if you don't harden your heart and don't rebel and kick against the goad, but you simply say, God, I'm going to trust you in this. I'm going to yield to you in this. I'm going to walk with you in this. We have His promises. We walk in that light that the blood of Jesus Christ will continually, completely, and absolutely cleanse us from all sin, from everything that keeps us from knowing God deeper and more fully. Praise God, continually. And it says it cleanses us from all sin, not just some, not just most of the sin or the okay stuff, but not the really bad stuff. I don't care how deep or how dark or how ashamed you are or how bad that thing was. When you're walking with God, when you say, God, okay, I surrender. I'm yielding to you. Here's the wheel of my life, Lord. Take it over. Shine your life in me and change me. God covenants with us that He will cleanse us absolutely and pure without spot or blemish. I don't care how deep or dark it was. Know this, if you're walking with Christ by faith, it's gone. It's cleansed. It is pure as if you had never sinned in your life. Praise God. And you know what? Chew on this. If that's true, if God cleanses us and forgives us and embraces us, no matter how dark and hard or ugly the past was, maybe if there are people in our life that are part of that problem, maybe if there's some unloving, ungracious, unkind people in our life, some hard people in our life that we are just struggling to deal with, and we wake up and then feel that pit in our stomach because we got to deal with them again today and we just don't know how to do it, maybe God has us in that place so that we can learn to love them and forgive them and give them grace just the way Christ has loved us and forgiven us and given us grace as well. And maybe that's why we're in that hard place, because God wants to shine His light on that part of our heart that refuses to give them the grace that God Himself has given us. And so as we're rejoicing in the fact that Christ's blood cleanses us from all sin, we need to remember, hey, maybe there's somebody in my life that's making my life hard that I need to give grace to and forgive and let go of and simply yield them to God the way Christ has done for me. Praise God. And that brings us to the third and fourth big ifs. 1 John 1, 8 and 9. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So as I'm sitting here saying, you know, maybe there's something God wants to shine on your light, on your life. Maybe there's someone in your life that He wants to deal with you about. If you're sitting here saying, well, you know, yeah, that's for Bob over there. That's not for me. I'm cool. I've dealt with all my sin. You know, I'm walking good now. I don't have anything. Well, Word says if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. God doesn't need to work in my life right now. He cleansed all that stuff. He shined His light 5 years ago. Now I'm good. I've made it. I've arrived. He put His flashlight away when it comes to me. Well, not actually. We don't like to admit that there is sin in our life because then it feels like we're a failure. We don't like to admit there are some things we're still struggling with because then it gets discouraging. We like to think that we've arrived. We like to count every little scent of victory as the finish line and the flag to say, you've made it. Okay, you're all right. You're good. And yes, God will forgive us and cleanse us and wash us. But, you know, there are still stuff we need to deal with in our life. And it's so much easier to make excuses than to really be brutally honest with ourselves and start dealing with some of these things when God shines his light there. That's why the first chapter, I think, in the Celebrate Recovery program deals with denial. Because denial is such a powerful force in our life, man. We don't like to admit we're wrong. You know, it's like Fonzie. For those of you who remember the Happy Days, he said, I'm sorry, I was... And he couldn't say it. He was wrong. And it's hard for us. We're proud, man, and we're at least optimistic. We want to think that we're beyond the things that have, you know, made us stumble. But we got to put our pride away and say, you know what, God, I want you to change my life. And if we do that, we have his promise. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That means we'll be closer to God. Now, you know, I got to admit, some time ago, I was really wrestling with God. I was like, you know, wondering, Lord, why am I not having a bigger impact in the ministry? You know, I just really, when I started this thing, I had, you know, a lot bigger vision than this. My hopes were a lot higher, and things just don't seem to be happening. Can you just shed some light on it for me? Why, Lord, am I not having a bigger impact in the ministry? So God said, sure, I'll shed some light on it. And do you know that as I asked that question, the Holy Spirit just burned 5 words into my spirit like that. Almost like he did a data dump. Just bam. These 5 words appeared in my mind. And God said, you know why you're not having a bigger impact? He said, because you're worldly, carnal, cowardly, distracted, and powerless. And I was like, I was really looking for a different answer. I was hoping you'd give me some technique or something, you know. take me to a website where I can order something, you know. That's not what I had in mind, Lord. He said, you're worldly, carnal, cowardly, distracted, and powerless. That's why you're not having a bigger impact. And I was like, ouch. Because when God puts his finger on your life, when God shines his light in your life, you know it's God. You can lie to yourself and deceive yourself, try to turn off the light or put on your glasses so you don't put on your shades, but you know, when it's God, it's God. Now, I don't want you to think that, you know, I'm a complete and total pagan living in open rebellion against God. That's not what he meant by that. I am much less like those qualities than I was years ago. Yeah, I mean, that's, I guess in some sense, those things have always been a part of my life. And praise God, he has given me excellent progress, and I'm delighted with where he's taken me over the years. But you know what? I still got some work to do. You know what? And I love you guys dearly, man. And I admire you guys so much. But you know what? You guys still got some work to do too. Praise God. And so I went ahead and I wrote those things down. I got so convicted about it, I actually took out a pencil and I wrote those 5 words down on a piece of paper. And I confessed them to God. In other words, I agreed with God about them. That's what it means to confess to God. It just doesn't mean tell God what you did and ask him not to punish you. It means tell God what you did and agree with him about why that's wrong. Don't just say, oh yeah, God, I did that. Please don't punish me. Thank you. Look at that thing and say, wow, you're right. That's wrong. I should not have done that, or I should not have ignored that, or I should not have said that, or I should not have thought that, or I should not have shared that. That was wrong. And agree with God about that. And when you do that, when you confess and agree with him and say, God, I'm sorry, I was wrong. Have mercy on me. Change me. It is God's pleasure to cleanse us and wash us and change us. And so I did that. I said, God, I was wrong. And so I took those 5 words, I wrote them on one side of the paper, and on the other side of the paper, I wrote 5 other words. Instead of worldly, carnal, cowardly, distracted, and powerless, I wrote heavenly, heavenly minded, holy, bold, focused, and powerful. And I said, God, I don't want to be that other thing anymore. I don't want to be the left side of the page. I want to be the right side of the page. Help me walk in that. Change me. Show me how I can be that way.